Welcome to the Mug Meeting Summaries podcast. I'm Gilbert Dutilleux. Our February meeting's RTFM topic featured Catherine Skrupa speaking on the traceroot command.
Traceroot, if you're used to using it on Windows, is usually traceroot. Traceroot in Linux, so all spelled out. If you want to know what version you're using... Oh, for okay. Kevin.
Capital B?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well,
V for version.
Version.
Or like Kevin, you might have to install it. If you expected it to be there just because it's Linux, maybe not. Show you man page. Whole schwackload of options, blah, blah, blah. In Windows, usually it sends an ICMP packet out, but in Linux, it sends UDP packets by default. So you can tell it with an I to use ICMP, or T option will give you TCP SYN if you would like. There's all sorts of goodies.
Feel free to sit. You're making me text email.
Sorry?
Feel free to sit.
I don't know. I feel like standing. So, here to do... tracing out to... Oh.
Look where we are.
Try the T option.
Actually, yeah, that probably would work.
So it's lower
or
is upper?
Or I. One of the two.
Try it.
Or not.
Well, slight improvement.
Slight improvement. Oh, we hit something.
There we go.
Incidentally, if you get a whole bunch of asterisks, it doesn't necessarily mean something is down. It'll try to probe whatever it gets in between here and your destination three times. It figures out each host by setting the TTL to 1, seeing what it gets. Next time sending it out, ups it to 2, so it gets what the next hop would be in the process. Nice option to make it go a lot faster if you don't give a damn what the names are. Don't resolve anything. It should go a lot faster. So if you don't care and you just kind of want to see what IPs it's hitting and then kind of see where the lags might be.
It was not actually not getting responses. It's unable to resolve, which this version of traceroot works and interprets as no response.
Yeah.
IBM's DNS server is FUBAR, as always. Or whatever DNS server we use in this room.
Told you a nerd would correct me.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You're more experienced than I am.
Yeah.
Actually, something else. Where's the clicky on this? Is it the center button?
Trigger, maybe?
What are you doing?
Oh, there's trigger.
You want the laser pointer?
Yeah.
Oh, here.
It doesn't work.
Is it the trigger?
Oh.
Make sure it's turned on. And then, yes.
It is.
Yeah.
The blue one?
You look.
Push here.
That one.
It's two buttons. It's this one right here.
Two.
Ah, okay. Traceroot can be handy, but kind of take what you're getting with a grain of salt, too, because you might start looking at the times, oh, that sucks all of a sudden, this sucks, and then, what the heck, it just went down there. Reason you might see something that's higher at one point and then lower, I mean, it varies over time, but it actually takes a router a lot more work to send you an actual response back that, hey, your time is allotted, or your time is expired, versus, you know, just forwarding the packet along. Routers tend to be pretty good at just shoving stuff along, but sending errors back, it's going to be slower. So kind of, you more have to translate the output you have instead of just taking it at face value. Same thing, there are a few people say, oh, well, speed of light in a vacuum is such and such, and on fiber it's 2/3 of that, and so if the number of kilometers between here and there is 1,000 kilometers, then it should be around this. Well, same thing, grain of salt. You can, well, I don't know even how useful it is, a general guideline, but I mean, something's way whacked out, like 4 times what you expect it might should be, then maybe something's whacked out. So it's more kind of narrowing down what the problem is, not defining where the problem may lie.
More of a random number generator.
Yeah. actually, when I was trying New York Times from home, there was... let's see if the mail page will give it to me again. It's not the same one. Different version. Depending what version you have, you can actually get some places might be set up that they don't respond, and they say, go to heck, we don't want to bother responding to you continuously bugging us. Other thing is to when I tried the New York Times earlier on my own system, it gave, what was that, something like a dash N, which basically, so they responded on the first probe, and then for the second and third probes it said dash N or dash X or something, like, or exclamation point X, and which basically translates as, we're not going to answer anymore, but here's the first one that's good enough. Version. Da-da-da. Oh, another fun one. If you know constantly that the first few hops are pretty much all the same, you can tell it what TTL to start with F. So if the first 4 hops, you don't really give a damn, you can hit 5.
Six above it.
Yeah. No names again. So it just gives you the last few hops, so it's...
7 hops. Wow.
7 hops.
Getting shorter.
Getting shorter, yeah.
It is. It's very strange.
Curiosity.
If you get an address, skip the first 10, it'll be 1 hop.
Yeah. Oh, look at that! actually, there was something in the documentation, depending what options you're using, they can get cached from what was used before, so... Look at the documentation.
Likely we just hit a global load balancer.
Yeah.
So we got redirected to some other New York Times data center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's closer. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe.
Are you covered the 3 times? It's got the same IP address on it.
The 3 times?
Not the first one.
Number 7.
Okay, you have to have the previous.
IP
is 3 times after that? 89, 19, where are they?
Just do this.
So why don't you look at host on those 2 things and see what it says?
Oh.
Wow.
3 samples? Or what?
Yes.
Yeah, it sends 3 probes of the same thing. So you basically, to know, you send it once in. Maybe it was having a bad minute. Well, bad second, I guess. But, you know, to get a better idea, you can kind of average out the 3 numbers that you've got there.
Okay.
There is an IPv6 version with the option is -6, and I couldn't get that working on my own machine. We'll try it. We'll see what that does. Google? You have to spell it all out?
Yeah.
IPv6?
Oh, sorry, -6, and then the address is...
Yeah.
Not www, it's just IPv6.
Oh.
Google.com.
Gotcha.
It's just a site that they have.
Probably not going to, yeah.
Yeah, so it's resolved at least.
That actually is impressive.
Would you need to have an IPv6 address on this machine?
You need to have a routable IPv6 to do that.
Yeah, I have to think about
it. It won't be routable. Yeah.
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 There's also one for MTU. You can show what the MTU is. Transmission unit. Or not.
www.
Yeah. Perhaps. Oh, there it goes.
You need to provide a numeric argument to MTU for it to do anything.
To actually show you. Actually, it's a little different in my own machine.
Is that to ask it to show you the MTUs? Or is
on my machine at home, it actually did show what the default was. It was 1500.
That probably allows you to set one.
You could set 1496? How's that?
Oh, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
Are you on... No, this is PPPoE as well, so...
Yeah. Didn't like that.
What? Doesn't make sense.
Is it double dash in the MTU?
On mine it was. Base roots. Double dash.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, there is no option to it. So what is this?
No idea.
Discover.
Yeah, I remember reading through this earlier...
Oh, sorry. So it is just display.
And it didn't quite seem to do what it said it did, so I wasn't sure if I was doing it right.
MTU discovery is largely broken.
Largely broken, apparently.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, I mean, the handiest one I use by far is that -n. Just... no name lookup, basically, because then it doesn't have to do a DNS lookup for every thing that it hits in between you and Timbuktu. I think that's about all I got. There are more options, but that's about all I'm comfortable with discussing. Any questions?
Does anyone know how to probe the MTU? Like, I know there's a way, I think it's in Windows, to specify a specific size and see if the packet makes it through or allows it.
There's a packet size option.
Yeah. Protocol, port.
Packet length, bottom.
Oh.
Oh, it's just a numeric argument, period. Okay. Oh, which explains that weird error message.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more Mug Meetings summaries, or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website at muug.mb.ca.